Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 37.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S, The Ridiculousness for Monday.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for coming back. This is good times. I have a bit of a cold at the moment, so I might be sneezing occasionally every now and then.
For pussies, I ran out in the snow yesterday, almost naked. I was in shorts, and that was about it.
I had this cold before the snow came, but yeah. So yeah, I might sneeze every now and then. I'm going to go, in post-production, I'll go through and I'll try and cover up most of that, so, like, audio listeners won't hopefully have me sneezing in their ears all the time, but you probably will, so I do apologise for that on the get-go. Back once again on the Ridiculousness podcast, although we're going under a different name this time, it's now just... The Freak. I'm going to call you The Freak. Is that all right? The Freak?
It makes me sound like I'm a bit more badass than I actually am. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Cool. And also, it's a kind of a wrestler-sounding name. I could easily see that existing in I don't know, probably TNA, I think.
I don't think WWE would, like, let that slide. They'd sort of call me, like, something all happy, pretty butterflies shit.
I don't know. I haven't... watched wrestling for an awfully long time. I watch the pay-per-views every now and then. We got the Royal Rumble. That's exciting.
I'm the other way around. I never watch pay-per-views because, like, I just can never be asked. They're too long and I don't care about any of the matches. So I just watch, like, Raw and SmackDown and stuff, and occasionally I watch TNA.
Cool, yeah.
I only watch TNA for the people who used to be in WWE.
Yeah, because there's quite a few of them now. Although, what's his name? Ric Flair. Ric Flair's transitioned back over.
Yeah. I really like that thing they're doing with Ric Flair and The Miz, though, where Miz is using the figure four.
Okay.
Last Raw they did, Ric Flair was on Miz TV, the talk show thing he does.
Yeah.
And Ric told... Miz to do the figure four on Antonio Cesaro, so now that's like his finisher that he does now.
There you go. So it all crosses over, man. That's crazy. Is it just sort of like the WWE stuff that you watch, or because there's many, many different others, and there's like more hardcore sort of versions? IWA, Mid-South, like death matches, essentially. They're incredibly crazy, insane stuff where people get literally, like, fucked up.
Yeah, I was watching the CM Punk Best in the World DVD the other week.
Yeah.
And some of the matches he had in, like in the independent scene were fucking crazy.
Absolutely. Like, that's where he started off originally, was the IWA, so...
Yeah, they were, like, hanging off, like, the... Like, they were literally hanging off, like, the stuff, the beams on the roof, kicking each other until one of them fell. And, like, they threw each other through the roof, like, through the walls and everything.
It's insane. And some of it legitimately got stopped by the police. Like, they would come in and, like, stop the event. They said, this is too much. We can't, we have had too many complaints. They stopped the event. It's crazy, crazy stuff. But there were some phenomenal matches. Like, there was a CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio what's his name? Eddie Guerrero in the IWA. It was quite a few years ago, obviously, when Eddie Guerrero was still alive. But phenomenal good stuff for an independent... like, wrestling thing. It was really good stuff.
And also, when you see a match, like, that was that good, you can tell they're going to go extremely far, which all three of them actually did.
Yeah. And then, of course, you got the Japanese kind of stuff. That one's sort of really theatrical. And Shikara Pro. Some of that is hilarious. Really, really funny stuff.
I don't really watch much Japanese wrestling.
yeah, you've got to get used to not being able to understand what's going on or what's being said, because it's mostly in Japanese. It's cool stuff, man. It's cool stuff. They really do appreciate the art of it over there. Like, the acting's a bit more sort of, like, over the top. It's all just more over the top.
Might go watch that after we're done with this, then.
When did you start, like, watching wrestling? Like, is it all just modern stuff, or have you, like, gone back in time and, like, because the Attitude Era in the 90s, for example, like, with the WWF, is what it was called then, really phenomenal stuff, like, Mick Foley,
Steve Austin, The Rock.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Incredible, incredible matches. Like, does that still, like, count to date, if you see what I mean? Would you go back and watch that, or...?
Oh, yeah, I've gone back and watched, like, almost every single one of Jeff Hardy's matches, because they were just so great in the 90s. Like, the Hardy Boys versus...
the Dudleys.
Yeah, the Dudleys versus...
Edge and Christian and stuff like that.
That was, like, oh, I loved that. The TLC match, that was amazing.
Yeah. They had such a huge series of those. And they were really cool. And it was when wrestling was allowed to just go wherever it wanted to go as well.
Before whereas now they're not even allowed to hit people over the head with a chair because it's too dangerous.
I mean, to be fair, it is dangerous. And you know what I mean? It's not good. It's not good for them to have that kind of repetitive injuries.
If people like Jeff Hardy and Edge didn't do those sort of dangerous matches, they wouldn't be where they are now, like, career-wise.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Jeff Hardy's a bit of a mess. He's sorted himself out now. He's cleaned himself up. He's straightened up a bit, but...
Yeah.
Man, he was a mess. He really was. Like, when he went over to TNA, and because they don't really have a wellness policy so much. So he was allowed free reign. He got pretty messed up. To the point where that match with Sting, where it was just kind of fumbled to the victory, and it was like, it's blatantly obvious he was in no state to wrestle that night. Oh, crazy stuff. I don't know, I've never really watched an awful lot of TNA. It just seemed a bit cheap.
It really confused me, like, with the X Division and, like, the knockouts and stuff. I got confused, like, what was what.
Yeah, I really quite like the X Division, you know what I mean? A lighter weight series of wrestling is quite cool, and it's...
That's why, yeah. I really wish WWE would bring back the Cruiserweight title.
Exactly. And, you know, fucking, you could have Rey Mysterio being the champion, and people just take him on every week, it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, you've got all these, like, Cruiserweight workhorses to, like, work their arse off, but, like, don't get much requisition, because, like, currently the WWE doesn't know what to do with Cruiserweights. But a title would be great. So you could have, like, Rey Mysterio, Sin Cara, Tyson Kidd, Justin Gabriel, and all them people. And I would love them matches.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think there's a lot of people out there there's a lot of people that crave something more than the fucking Big Show versus John Cena.
Oh, I've seen that match too many times.
Oh, dear. I've seen John Cena too many times.
I've seen Cena versus Big Show when Big Show was muscly. I've seen him when he was, like, out of shape. I've seen him when he was fat. I've seen it when Cena was fat.
Oh, dear.
Oh, they've used that match too many times. Because in 2003 and 4, they had Cena versus Big Show for the United States title, didn't they? And they were actually good matches. And then Big Show got fat again.
Just plods around the ring. I don't know. It's just flooded with big men. To get on in the WWF, you have to be a big man. If you're not a big guy, then you're never really going to succeed there.
Like what CM Punk said in one of his pipe bombs in 2011, that Triple H and Vince McMahon have a fetish for big, strong people. Whereas the actual, like, fans would prefer to see cruiserweights and, like, people like CM Punk and Tyson Kidd.
Yeah. People who can actually, like, run about, you know what I mean? Although Triple H, man, I've got a lot of respect for Triple H. He's had some fucking cool matches, man.
Ones aren't, like, bad wrestlers or anything. It's just there's too much of them that you can't really appreciate it as much. Like, everyone's getting, like, sick of Cena and Ryback, and people start to get tired of Mark Henry in ECW.
Oh, Mark Henry's just boring. He's so...
I really hate his World's Strongest Man gimmick, because, like, he quite clearly isn't, because he can barely lift the Big Show.
Well, no, he was. Legitimately, a long time ago, he was the World's Strongest Man in the competition, the World's Strongest Man competition. He won that.
But, like, now he can barely lift the Big Show.
I know. But
that's not as bad as at a live event, Ryback couldn't even lift up Paul Heyman.
Oh, Jesus. He keeps fumbling his specials, right? It's terrible.
Him and Sin Cara are the two worst botchers I've ever seen.
Although it does make great fodder for the Botcher Mania series, which I'm such a fan of.
I don't actually watch them all that much. I've watched like three, but I just I haven't like subscribed to like watch them or anything.
Oh, he's such a Matthew is such a funny guy, man. He really does put a lot of effort into creating these Botchamania videos. I am a really big fan. You can't really you can get them on YouTube, but they get taken down pretty quickly because it's all copyright infringement and it's all. And it's really annoying, like, how they would do that. Because, if anything, you know, it's although it's showing, like, you know, just the botches and the crap bits, it's still promoting it, man. It's still getting out there.
It's also, like, showing how funny it can be to watch these big men that are quite clearly on steroids. But the funniest person that botches is definitely Sin Cara.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't even dive in between the ropes without fucking up.
I know. His entrance, like, he's fluffed that so many times.
Like, he had to stop the trampoline one because, like, he kept botching his leg up. So, like, he actually couldn't do that jump anymore.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. How about things that are outside of the wrestling world then? Like, more real life stuff? Like, mixed martial arts? Are you a fan of mixed martial arts? Because there's a thing called the UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championships, where Brock Lesnar...
Yeah, Brock Lesnar was champ there at one point.
He was, legitimately, the baddest man on the planet, the heavyweight champion of the world in the UFC, which is no joke, man. But the way he lost that belt, man, he took a beating and a half.
I don't really watch it. I just saw Brock Lesnar on the UFC game cover. I was like, oh, it's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. It really is. Like, these guys are proper athletes, and they really go to war on each other.
Yeah, because hasn't Batista gone there now?
Well, he's not part of the UFC. That's like the WWF equivalent of it. There are many different little organizations that do it, and yeah, Batista's part of that. But yeah, he's had one fight, and he won that fight. It seemed like it was against a bit of a jobber. He took a bit of a beat in the first round. It did not go Batista's way at all, really. He got quite a few strikes to the face. It was quite funny watching him turtle up, and like, it seemed like he wasn't having such a good time.
I tried to watch it, but I just got so bored watching that match.
Yeah, I suppose so. But that's what real fights are about, though, sometimes. Sometimes it is just a struggle. It's like a chess match, you know what I mean? It's like they're fighting for position, almost. It's crazy. But there's a big event on tonight that you can get live on Facebook, in fact, which is really exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. It's UFC on FX7. It's taking place in Brazil. Vitor Belfort versus Michael Bisping is the main event. Very exciting stuff. Michael Bisping's a British fighter from Manchester, I believe. And a lot of people think that he's a bit of a dick, but I really like him. He's quite funny, and he's a...
You just like him because he's an English dude.
No, not at all. Like, he's come on, you know what I mean? He's been in the sport for quite a few years now, and, like, he's...
Yeah, but so's John Cena's been in, like, the wrestling for, like, 10 years, and nobody likes him.
Well, no, there are plenty of people out there that like him. There are. The kids and the girls. The kids and the girls love John Cena.
Yeah, I find that so funny whenever there's the Let's Go Cena versus Cena Sucks chance. It's like all the deep, manly voices saying Cena sucks and all the like high-pitched, girly voices saying Let's Go Cena.
Yeah, that's it. It's 50-50 with Cena, and it's crazy.
More like 40-60. More people hate him than love him.
I don't know. And there's... He does a hell of a lot of work for charity. There's a lot of things to respect for him. You know what I mean? As a person, he looks like he's a nice guy. You know what I mean?
As a person, just he can't really wrestle on his gimmicks. But to rewind back to like 2005-ish time, I would say that he was one of my favourite wrestlers, but now he's just...
Oh, wow. Okay, was that when he came out with the chain and he would do a little bit of rapping before he would start?
Everything he would say would, like, he would rap and he came out with massive chain gang emblem. That was probably the best gimmick Cena's had.
Wow, yeah, no, that's true. I don't like his movies either. Have you seen any of the movies? In fact, I don't... There's only one of the WWF movies that I liked, and that was the See No Evil, the horror movie, the slasher movie with Kane. That's the only one that I've kind of liked. All the other ones suck a biscuit, man. They're fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I tried to watch The Marine 2, but I got bored.
It's a terrible movie.
Ted DiBiase isn't all that good at acting. I think I know why he's a jobber now.
Yeah. He's there because of the name. That's why he's there.
Okay. He is only there because of his dad.
Yeah.
I think so is Cody Rhodes, because like, he shouldn't be in the mid-card like old people like Zack Ryder and Tyson Kidd.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Although, he's pretty good at being the bad guy.
He can sort of like... He's good at, like, doing mic work sometimes, but, like, it's like what they're doing with him and Damien Sandow now is decent, because, like, Damien Sandow would say most of it, and then Rhodes would say, like, a little bit, and, like, that works, but just him, like just him and his solo competitor isn't very good.
No. Does he still come out with that stupid bloody mask on his face?
No, he took that off, good. Like... It was either late last year or early this year. I don't know.
Good, because it was ridiculous. It was a stupid gimmick.
But now he's got something even more ridiculous.
Really?
He's got a mustache. And not a good one.
I've got to look this shit up, man. I'm going to Google that.
Every single time he comes out on any WWE like broadcasting, even if it's only a live event, always there'll be like trending. # Cody's mustache.
It's there, I'm looking at pictures of it. Oh, he looks funny. Oh, man. He looks a lot older, though, I've got to say.
Yeah.
That's definitely increased his age. He doesn't look 12 years old anymore.
Yeah, but now he just looks like a 13-year-old who's found a dead caterpillar and has put double-sided tape on one end and stuck it to his lip.
Pretty much. It does look a bit like a dog turd. Oh, man, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Oh, I like that. That's cheered me up, man. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, man, whose decision was that?
I have no idea, but it's worked. Like, they could have a sold-out arena in anywhere, and as soon as he'd come out, you'd just hear, Cody's mustache! Cody's mustache!
Oh, nice. Nice, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. Oh man, there are some crazy ass gimmicks though. They will try anything in wrestling, absolutely anything, and they will keep pushing it.
That's evident with 3MB.
3MB. Who's 3MB?
Heath Slater, Drew McIntyre, and Jinder Mahal are like the 3-man band now.
Oh shit! Yeah, oh yeah. My mate was telling me about this because
they've completely ruined Jinder and Drew now though. Because, like, I liked Drew when he was sort of, like, that whole serious, like...
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
That, like, wouldn't take no shit. And Jinder, who was sort of, like that extremely, like, Sikh person.
Yeah.
And, like, they had, like, working gimmicks. They didn't know what to do with them, so they just ruined their good gimmicks.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy. And it is a shame, because, like, you know, I mean, they're really good guys, and they could go quite far if only they were used properly.
Yeah, like, they did quite a good storyline with Drew a few years ago. Drew and John Morrison for the IC title. When he like first debuted, that was a good like that was a good start to his career. And then they just sort of nope, fuck you.
They'll give it to Sheamus instead.
There's actually quite I actually just noticed this the other day, but there's quite a lot of like Brits that are in the WWE, but most of them they just don't use.
Yeah.
Because they've got Wade Barrett, they've got Mason Ryan, they've got Sheamus, they've got Drew McIntyre. So they've already got one from every like country.
Pretty much.
But they only ever use Wade Barrett and Sheamus, and I have no idea why. Because like Mason Ryan is actually a fucking awesome competitor.
He's the Welsh Batista, isn't he?
Pretty much.
Yeah. He looks fucking awesome though. He really does.
He doesn't even look like he's been on steroids though, either. He actually looks naturally built.
Yeah. No, I've got to watch it. Because it's the Royal Rumble that's coming up soon, and I'm quite excited for that. I always like the Royal Rumble match. Because you get the old favourites come back.
I actually have an idea on what's going to happen, because I'm not sure if Jeff Hardy has re-signed his contract with TNA or not, but if he hasn't yet, then I'm assuming that he's coming back at Royal Rumble, like, at the Royal Rumble. And then the next either Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, he's going to bring out Matt Hardy.
Oh, that would be quite cool to have them back together.
And then it's going to be, this is what I think, Elimination Chamber, Rock, Punk, Jeff, and then three random jobbers that I couldn't give a crap about. Although probably Cena. And then Jeff's going to eliminate Punk, because, you know, Punk was the one that, like, got Jeff fired in the first place. And then, like CM Punk is going to knock out Jeff Hardy so The Rock can win. And then WrestleMania, triple threat match.
Well, that's...
If that happened, I would literally, like, jizz my pants.
We're going to have to get you some new pants, I think. Oh, man, that would be fucking cool, man. I love the Elimination Chamber as a match, though. That was a good creation.
I've watched last year's, like, quite a lot. Like, I've just, like, re-watched it, and I have no idea why.
I don't know. There is something quite comforting about re-watching, like, old matches. So
I've seen the 2006 Royal Rumble, like, 7 times. Just because, like, it's fascinating to watch how Rey Mysterio just, like, manages to sit in the corner throughout the entire thing.
Nice. I don't know. He's definitely one of my favourite wrestlers, though, I've got to say. He's quite commercial. He's quite, you know, he's pushed heavily. But just the relationship that he has with the public, man, it's cool. And the effort that he goes into with his costumes... and then giving the mask to the kid when he runs out and everything. It's just like, you know what I mean? He just seems like such a really nice guy.
And he does, like, there's all the little, like, the little prayers or whatever it is when he, like, puts his head, like, together.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool, man. You know what I mean? Because that's really going to affect that little kid. You know what I mean? If that had happened to me when I would have been a kid, that was... Oh,
man. The problem is if he goes out and he does that to someone who doesn't like him. Waiting for that day where a kid just punches him in the face for doing it.
Oi, I'm going to headbutt you. That's what it will be.
So as soon as he, like, goes in, he, like, headbutts him. Oh, that would be hilarious.
Talking about, I was watching, it's one of my favourite matches. It's a John Cena match, which sounds rare to have a favourite match as John Cena, but it's John Cena versus Rob Van Dam, and it's in the ECW... back in the day when it was the proper ECW. It's in that, the hall, the theatre where they do it. And
yeah, Paul Heyman came out and did the fast count for RVD, right?
Yeah. And the place is full of ECW fans. And they've all got signs saying, if Cena wins, we riot, and stuff like that. And Cena comes out, and everyone's booing him. And he does the thing where he takes off his T-shirt and he throws it in the crowd, and the crowd throws it back at him. So he goes to the other side.
That actually happened in Raw a few years ago, didn't he? Because he took it off, he threw it into the crowd, they threw it back at him. And, like, he just stood there laughing.
It's got to be such a weird feeling, though. Like, because I can understand... It's so weird, because to me, I can see the theatrical side of it, you know what I mean? It's not real. I know it's not real, but to plenty of people it is real. And you know what I mean? When they hate somebody, they really hate them.
I remember when I first started, like, I liked wrestling when I was a kid, then I stopped liking it, and then it was, like, April last year I got back into it. And when I got back into it, I really hated all heels. But then about June-ish, I started to like Dolph Ziggler and The Miz, and then, you know, The Miz turned face.
Yeah.
I used to really hate every single heel. I look back at myself and just want to strangle myself for, like, hating Ziggler.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, though, isn't it? That's the whole idea of it. That's why he's the bad guy. And he's a damn good bad guy as well.
Oh, I love his new gimmick with AJ and Big E.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, well, do you know about what happened at TLC, yeah? AJ pushed Cena off the ladder.
No.
Well, AJ pushed Cena off the ladder, Cena superkicked him and won the match. And then AJ brought out her friend from NXT, Big E Langston.
Yeah.
And he's basically Ziggler's bodyguard now.
Okay.
He literally is Rye Black.
Right.
He's even got I don't know what they're called, the one-piece things.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's, like, he's got that, and, like, it's, like, Jamaican colours and stuff. I don't even think he's Jamaican. And he's, like, he's literally, he will just stand there, arms crossed, watching the match, and then he'd, like, interfere whenever the ref's not looking. And one time he did his finisher on Hornswoggle.
Oh, poor.
It was like Hornswoggle came in like after a match. After, I think it was Ziggler versus Great Khali, or it was a mixed tag team match. So it was Khali and Natalya versus Ziggler and AJ.
Okay.
After the match, like Hornswoggle went in to check on Khali, and then Big E just picked him up and did his finisher. Like Hornswoggle was like so tiny compared to Big E though. His thigh was bigger than him.
That's crazy. Man, is what's his name coming back into it? The Irish guy, Finlay.
I did see they were breaking up a fight between Rock and CM Punk, and I saw Finlay pushing Rock back. So that's kind of like why I started to think he might be coming back at the Rumble, because like it was definitely Finlay.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, they have like the black the black shirt and like trousers and stuff for the camera crew and stuff. He was like wearing that and like pushing the Rock back.
Okay. Because wasn't it like he got like suspended for like fighting with a crowd member or something? Wasn't it something like that?
I don't know.
I swear I read something about that. He snapped, like some like crowd member like shouted something at him and he snapped and started attacking the spectator.
I remember two or three months ago, CM Punk was running through the crowd, and then he stopped to turn around to talk to Vince McMahon. And then one of the crowd members was, like, pushing his head and stuff. But then, like, after each time he hit his head, he would, like, hide behind somebody else. So Punk turned around and then, like, hit the guy behind him that he thought was doing it. It was fucking hilarious. It's like, this guy's, like, reaching his hand through and then, like, hitting his head and then, like, hiding. And like Punk just literally turned around and like pushed the guy down. It's fucking hilarious.
That's crazy. Man, I'm going to have to start getting back into my wrestling, man. But that's the problem. I don't really have access to it. Like, I don't have Sky TV. So to get anything like Raw or SmackDown, I'm going to have to go through websites and stuff like that.
That's what I do. I use, what's it called? I've got it bookmarked. WHSports.net. I use that. It's like, sometimes they don't use the full thing, like when I was watching SmackDown, last night's SmackDown, they like cut it up from like, they cut out like three matches, they cut out two promos, so it was actually like 40 minutes long,
okay.
Two matches, and, like one. There were good matches that were scheduled, so it was like Khali and Tenzai, Miz and Primo, and Caitlin versus Oksana. And like I actually really like watching Caitlyn wrestle. It's like that's the only diva I actually like.
Yes, man. The women ain't exactly good. I've never really. I mean, back in the day when Lita and
Lita and
Trish Stratus, they had some bloody good matches. But yeah, generally on the whole,
I think as soon as they got rid of Lita, I think the divas division just.
Yeah. Well, she kept injuring herself quite badly because that extreme style does lead to, you know, quite a few injuries. Like, she would fuck herself up quite regularly. She just has a band now. I don't know if they're any good. I've never listened to them. Generally, wrestlers don't make good music. There's been quite a few that have tried.
Jericho makes pretty good music.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It's not really my sort of scene though. I mean, I don't know if you've ever listened to Hulk Hogan's album.
No.
That's pretty bad. Macho Man Randy Savage did an album as well.
I bet both of them sound exactly the same, just
pretty much.
The only word you'd ever hear was "ooh, brother on man."
Oh, it still makes me laugh though. I know they're terrible, but oh man, Hulk Hogan's still awesome. Oh, he's one of the funniest things in the world. Oh. Oh man, he's a terrible wrestler. He's so slow.
He's literally just a piece of wood.
And his talking is just so crap now. It's
for some reason one day I decided to watch TNA. Opening segment was Hulk Hogan talking to Bobby Roode. He fucked up like seven times. What's he doing, brother?
Yeah, he's not so good at the talking anymore, and he's not so good at the wrestling anymore. But, you know, he's a big name. He's still a big name.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still a big draw. Like, because those classic wrestlers, they're always going to be a big draw.
Yeah, apart from Hacksaw Jim Duggan, they use him far too often.
I don't know. I want them to bring Jake the Snake Roberts back.
Yes.
Well, I want him to stop using crack cocaine, and then, you know, and then they can bring him back, because he's in no state to wrestle.
If they bring him back, I would love to see Jake the Snake Roberts versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
Oh, that's a...
The Viper versus...
the Viper versus the Snake. That's a dream matchup that you've just created there.
Well, actually, I didn't create it. It was on WWE All-Stars, but, you know...
Oh, no, is that the computer game?
Yeah.
I played the demo of that. It seemed quite cool, but it seemed really... I don't know.
It's really arcadey.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But, much better than just, the normal THQ games.
Back in the day, when they first started, though, they were really good. They were really good, those games, but they've... I don't know.
I'm waiting for WrestleFest to come out on Steam so I can get that.
I don't know, I've been considering buying the new WWE 13. It's dropped down in price now, so...
Yeah, I got that for Christmas. It's pretty good. It's got, a lot of glitches, though.
They've always had glitches, though. They always have glitches.
Yeah, it's not as glitchy as WWE 12, though. It's not... It's, not as, glitchy as WWE 12.
Cool. What's the... Have you tried the online?
Yep.
Is that pretty good? Because that's generally what's been lacking, I thought, in previous attempts. It's just been so glitchy, it's been unplayable.
I've done two online matches, and they weren't very good, but that might just be my internet.
Maybe. My internet's not great.
Downloading stuff in community creations is a lot faster now.
Okay, cool. Because that was one of the big things that I used to love about those games, is creating your own wrestlers.
Yeah.
They really do allow you to go to town.
I downloaded a Jeff Hardy... Like, a Jeff Hardy that someone made. And it was, almost perfect, apart from one thing. They didn't have the tag team move he does with Matt, where Matt gets down on his knees.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, yeah.
That's only a tag team finisher, and not just, a tag team move.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. That really annoys me.
Yeah. That's a bit poor, because, I mean, I only briefly played the 2012 edition. I traded that in within 5 minutes. It was awful, awful. But it's still the same animations on the moves that they had in the original SmackDown almost. And it's
I was watching. Have you heard of Backyard Gaming, the YouTuber?
Yes, yeah.
You know he does the evolution of like certain moves.
Yeah,
they have barely ever changed most moves.
Yeah.
The super kick is the same one. It's the same one that was in the original SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah.
And the stunner is the same one that was in, I think it's Here Comes the Pain.
Oh, that was the best one.
Yeah, I plugged in my PS2 and I didn't unplug it for 3 months because I was just playing that.
Oh, man, that's going to be worthy. Actually, I might have to pick up a copy of that one. I'm really annoyed. I can't play my PlayStation 2 games in my PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I got the PS3 Slim thinking, it's just better. And, I also wanted to play some of my old PS2 games. And I tried to load up Here Comes the Pain and just said, nope.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's really annoying. I don't understand why they blocked that.
Yeah, if you get just the normal PS3, then you can play them. But if you get the Slim, which is more expensive and the only thing I can ever find.
Oh, the Slim's the better one. That old brick that they had originally, it's so noisy. The power consumption's through the roof on it. It's a terrible piece of kit. It's huge. The Slim and well, now the Super Slim one that they've released, they're really slick looking machines. They're really nice. But yeah, that original PlayStation 3 is an ugly, ugly beast.
Yeah.
And it's noisy as fuck.
The Slim is it's less than half the size.
Yeah. I want a new Wii. I want the Wii U. I'm a sucker for the Wii, and because I know they're going to be bringing out a new Mario Kart soon, and I love Mario Kart.
I would love Nintendo, but they just fuck up everything. They don't know when to stop with certain stuff. They're still doing Pokemon No.
Yeah, no, I was never interested in that in the first place.
Like, when a few years ago, when Pokemon Pearl and Diamond, I think it was, came out, I loved them games. And then when they did the remake of Gold and Silver, I played them. But, like, now, like, Black and White and, what is it, X and Y, they're weird.
I've no idea. I never played them from the beginning. It's not really my cup of tea. Like, if I'm going to play a game like that, I'm going to fire up the old, like, Zeldas, or, you know what I mean? That's what they're based on, isn't it? It's the same kind of top-down, you walk around and stuff. Or Pokemon Snap. I played Pokemon Snap. I like that one.
I've never actually had that because I don't have a N64, but I played that. I played that at my friend's house, and it's a fucking great game. I'd buy the N64 and that game and sell everything. If I had to sell everything I own to get them, I would.
It's such a silly game.
I would keep my computer.
It's so silly. You just go around on this little, like, minecart railway thing, and you take photos of all the different Pokemon, and you throw food at them to make them turn around. That's the best bit.
It was fucking amazing what my mate did on it. He threw food at, like, I think it was, like, a Jigglypuff or something. He turned around, and then a bunch of other Pokemon to, like, jump into shot as he took the picture.
Wow, nice. Mega points.
I don't know how he did it. I could barely ever, like, get a picture of a Pikachu or anything. I couldn't even get a picture of a Zubat. And he had, like, five or six Pokemon in one picture.
Wow. That's a pretty good achievement. I was never very good at it myself. I was always taking photos of their backs or whatever, from the side. Never very good. I don't really have the patience for video games anymore, I have to say. I don't know, I fired up Minecraft again when they had the recent update. They put fireworks in it. Yeah. I fired it up because I thought, that's cool, let's go make some fireworks. So I went around, I've got a couple of different houses that I've built, and I thought, I'm going to go around and I'll pick up all the gunpowder, because gunpowder is quite a major ingredient in the fireworks. Yeah. So, fucking brilliant. I went round and I had about 3 stacks of gunpowder. This is brilliant, because I've been playing it for quite a while now, and I'd built up a good bit of stuff, so it's brilliant. And then I had to run around for a little bit. I had to get somewhere. I can't remember. I went outside, and it was nighttime, and I got blown up. I lost most of my stuff, including all of the bloody gunpowder that I'd just been collecting. So I got really depressed, and I turned it off. It depresses me too much, Minecraft, now.
I used to fucking love Minecraft. I'd spend, like, all of my time on it. I've done, like, countless numbers of all-nighters just playing on, like, servers and stuff.
Yeah.
But then when they started doing, like, when they started doing pre-releases and snapshots at the end of 2011, I absolutely hated it. Because I used to love, like, just, you know, playing Minecraft, and when a new update would come out, it'd be fresh and new, and I'd, like, have something to, like, try and look for and, like experiment with the new things. But when the pre-releases and all that shit came out, like, where it would do a little, it would give you a little bit every week before the actual update.
Yeah.
It was fucking stupid. And then when they got the update out, it still was buggy, so I still couldn't. It's like they've had, like, 10 or 12 weeks releasing, like, basically, like, public betas for these updates. And they still can't get it right on, like, the actual update.
It's not good. It's not good. I don't know what they do with their time. Because it's just a Java-based platform, so... that's annoying as well, because Java's crap. It never works properly.
I've spent almost all day today just trying to install one mod that just wouldn't work. I wish they'd just do what Gary's mod has done and just add a add mods feature.
Yeah.
And you just upload your mod straight, like, instead of going to, like, all this shit of downloading and installing, you just, like,
download. Going through, because I'd use MC Patcher to install all my mods.
But that works now.
Yeah.
Because I used to use, I can't remember what to call it, I think it was actually just called a Minecraft mod installer, and I used to use that, but, like, then they, you know, they stopped updating that. So I couldn't use it anymore, and I had to, like, start actually, like, installing them, and it was just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I've no idea how to do that myself. I've only recently just found out how to install them through MC Patcher. I'm not very clever with stuff like that.
Like, I've been trying to, like, the game I've been trying to install all day is literally just mod loader, and then put all the, like, all the stuff from the mod inside the jar file. Everything is like up to date. Everything should work, but it doesn't. I've done everything right, but I just get black screened.
It's bloody annoying. It's really frustrating when you can't get stuff to work.
Because it's like it's a mod that I've been wanting to get for ages.
Yeah.
Because it's the Walking Dead. It's a mod about that. It spawns new buildings and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's got crowbars and bats and spike bats and grenades and a few selection of guns and stuff.
Cool.
That you go out and find it and stuff. So I've been waiting for them to make the update where the guns will work, because it used to be a sort of you shoot the gun and your game would crash, and then they finally released that new update where it worked, and it won't work at all for me now.
Oh, what a bugger. That's no good. I find stuff like that too frustrating, and I can't do it. So I give up. If it doesn't work on the first attempt, that's it. I uninstall, get rid of it. I'll do something else now. I've got no patience.
If you don't succeed, fuck it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. If at first you don't succeed, it probably isn't worth doing in the first place. I found goodoldgames.com. They had a sale over Christmas, so I bought up a whole lot of the really old games that I used to play, like Dungeon Keeper, a lot of the old Bullfrog games. So I've just been playing those recently.
Yeah, I saw Sonic Adventure 2 was really cheap on Steam.
Yeah.
And that was my favourite game on the game.
That was my favourite. The first level is awesome. Song is I can't even remember how it goes now.
it's rolling around at the speed of sound.
That's the one.
I've heard that. I've listened to that song on the... literally just spend all day listening to that song and playing Sonic Adventure 2.
Yeah.
On GameCube, I'd 100%ed it. My chows were highest level everything. And then all that I was doing then was replaying the first mission over and over and over again.
I never understood how to raise the chow properly. Because I would enter them into the races and they were just fuck up, they keep falling over all the time, and
you give them the animals and stuff, the animals and the test tube things.
Yeah, but it would never work with me, and then I'd get angry.
If you want them to be a dark chow or something, you pet them with one of the evil characters.
Yeah.
Or if you want a white chow, you pet them with Sonic or Tails or Knuckles or Amy and...
But I had originally I had it on the Dreamcast. They would have this, the memory card for it would go in the controller and had a little video screen on the front of it. And you could take your chow out on little adventures with the VMU, the virtual memory unit. And it was a little Tamagotchi almost. And you'd look after it.
Oh. That's way better than the GameCube version.
What happened in the GameCube version?
It was literally just it was just the normal thing. You couldn't take your chows out and walk right out. Oh. It's it was in the GameCube and that was it.
But the problem was, though, the memory on the memory card thing just wasn't enough. You had to delete every other save game on there to have one chow on your virtual memory unit, which was just what's the point?
You have two memory cards.
Yeah, no, you had to have multiple ones.
One's just for chows, one's for everything else.
It was so stupid, though, because... Oh. It was just the same thing. You would just keep repeating essentially the same actions. It was completely worthless. But at the time, it was amazing. But my copy was a rip-off copy of Sonic Adventure 2. And the last level wouldn't load properly. Because the last level is you play as every character, I seem to remember. And you did the good guys bit, and then it would go to the bad guys bit. And it wouldn't load the level properly, and there'd be no floor, and you'd fall through the floor, and it was glitchy. The last level was glitchy for me, so I never got to complete that game. So, yeah, I bought that when it was on sale, and I'm looking forward to playing that again, because I wanted to complete the game, because...
I'm actually surprised, because I bought it, two, maybe 3 weeks ago, and I've only played 16 minutes.
Oh, no.
And I will tell you why. It's because of two games that have absorbed my entire life. Garry's Mod and the Walking Dead game.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought Garage Mod maybe four. Yeah, I bought it like on the 3rd or something. And guess how many hours I spent on it?
I don't even want to know. It's going to be a frightening number.
152.
That's crazy. That's a lot of time you've invested in that.
In what, 3 weeks?
Nice.
Yep.
That's crazy. I've been watching the Yogscast videos on the Garry's mod, but
they're fucking making angry birds.
I know. their birds looked really cool though. Was it Shin's making them, I think, wasn't it? They looked really funny.
No, it was Duncan, wasn't
That's
it?
The one. Duncan's making the birds. I always get confused. They looked really good though.
Duncan is fucking awesome.
Yeah. I don't know, I really like Sips and Shin. I can watch them all day long.
I remember, like, a few months ago, I literally had a playlist of all of Duncan's videos, and then it took me, like, 3 days to watch all of them. He's really, like, sort of, like, chilled back and calm.
Yeah.
But sometimes he can just be, like, proper, like, fucking hilarious.
But it's also really technical. A lot of it's really technical stuff. And
yeah.
Like his Tekkit adventures, man, some of them, I'm almost falling asleep, you know, because it's just too much. Oh, dear.
He's got that, like, the really calming music in the background now as well.
Yeah,
yeah. So I could actually fall asleep listening to that, but then I'd miss the rest of the episode, so I wouldn't. And, like, countless times I've, like, been, like, really up, awake, hyper, watched one of his Tekkit videos, almost asleep, and I forced myself to stay up till the end just because I want to know, like, how to do Tekkit and, like, how he does stuff. And I've been forcing myself awake. And I don't even go on Tekkit anymore.
No, I haven't. I mean, because when they started doing their Tekkit series with the Yogscast, it was like, oh, brilliant, this seems like Minecraft, but there's just so much more in it. Let's get this. And I got a copy of it, played it, and I got all the fucking red matter in the world. Now it's coming out of my bum. I've got all of the fucking the infernal armor. I've got all of the things that I could possibly want in it now. And it's kind of ruined the game almost. I'm just running around with my red matter Morningstar, just annihilating the landscape with just a simple right click. There's nothing more to do in it now.
What happened is, like, after Modem started to do all the snapshots and stuff, I got bored of Minecraft. For a lot of months.
Yeah.
And then after, like, I saw Tekkit, I decided I'd play that. And that got me back into Minecraft, like, a bit. But I would never actually do anything, because I'd have this, like, base underground. And that was the only time I ever went mining, because I actually had a motivation to go mining instead of just diamonds and ores and shit. It was actually, I had to mine, otherwise it would just be vanilla Minecraft. So I would spend all of my time mining, and then I'd spend so much time mining, I'd forget that I'm actually playing, like, Tekkit that has an objective, and then so I'd just keep mining, and then I'd mine incorrectly because I never did mine on vanilla Minecraft, so I'd always end up killing myself and losing all, like, because I think one time I had, like, 43 or something uranium.
Oh.
And then, what's it called? The one that's, like, worth, like, 16,000 DMC.
Oh, the tungsten. Yeah.
Tungsten
ore.
I like 12 or 13 of them.
That's a painful loss.
And then I just lava.
That is a painful loss. Oh, dear.
Yep.
But yeah, there's just nothing left for me to do in it anymore. I'm really uninspired by stuff. Like, I can't, like, decide to do so. Oh, I'm going to build a Jaffa Cake factory or whatever. Like, I'll just be like, oh, I've built a little base underground. Like, I can't be arsed now. I've got a dog.
I'm exactly like that. Like, the only way you can motivate me to do something is if you say that I will be God when I'm finished. If you tell me that I will be God when I am finished, I would literally do anything.
Oh, dear. Cool. Right. We're going to call it a day there, I think. It's been a really nice chat. It's been really nice. I'm going to have to go out and go up to a party now. It was my friend's birthday yesterday, and they're having a birthday party tonight. So I'm going to have to brave it in the snow, get my Wellington boots on, and walk up to my friend's house.
Oh, the walk. If, as I say, if you like, if it was downhill, you could just like sled all the way down. That is actually how I'm planning to get to school on Monday.
Oh, nice.
I'm sled all the way down, because I'm literally like, I'm like a 3 minute walk up the road. So.
Oh wow.
I just like sled all the way down.
Nice, that works pretty good. I've been cycling to work recently because I've been extremely poor and I have no money to catch the train. So. I've been cycling to work, but yeah, all the snow happened, so I didn't really want to cycle in it because I thought that might be a bit dangerous because, yeah, I might fall and hurt myself. And I'm fragile now, I'm in my old age. So, yeah, I had to walk. I had to walk to work. It took me bloody ages, but that's all right. It's all good. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get out and do the walking. That was cool. Thank you very much. Thank you for being a part of this again. And next time we'll try and get Misha back into it as well. That'd be nice.
I just thought, considering like we'd planned this to be like a wrestling podcast and she doesn't watch it, I just thought, you know, it'd be a bit.
Absolutely, that would be a bit cut her out.
It's planned to be a wrestling podcast. We ended up talking about Minecraft.
No, it was half and half. We had a good half an hour about wrestling and then half an hour about games. So that was pretty good. It's pretty good.
The two of my favourite things.
Yeah, there we go. It was nice. I had a really good time. I really enjoyed it. So thank you very much once again. And we shall do this again soon. Lovely.
I just wait for like 3 months until I get bored and ask you again.
No, I'm getting back on this. I'm fired up by this now. So I'm getting back on it. So yeah, definitely, I'll be back in touch with you soon. We'll do this again.
It was about 6 minutes ago you said we were going to wrap this up.
Yeah, I know. I always waffle on a bit though. Cool. Anyway, yes.
Waffles are nice. I prefer pancakes though, but waffles are nice.
Waffles are all right. I like the proper like sweet waffles that you get, like those. You know, what I mean, the potato ones. They're all right, but like yeah, batter mix waffles. They're really good. I like those ones.
I like blue waffles. And that is where you end the podcast.